This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I do indeed have the best Dave Johnson impersonation that anybody in the DMV would ever hear. What up? What's happening? Welcome inside the Hoffman Show right here on the Team 980. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. The Youngest in Charge movement. Linnell Willingham, I will take you up to 7 o'clock before we hand things over to BetMGM tonight. Loaded program for you all. We'll have a bunch of guests stop by, but let's just be real about what the lead is here this afternoon. The Washington Commanders back out on the practice field, getting ready for the Dallas Cowboys, coming off two games offensively where we did not see this group play well. We will do a deep dive into the Washington Commanders offense coming up at about 4:30 with our pal Mark Bullock. Got the opportunity to catch up with him, our favorite Brit covering the Washington Commanders. Got into a lot of stuff with Mark Bullock. It ended up being a two-part conversation. We will air the first part of that conversation coming up at 4:30. We'll air the second part of it coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, so make sure you stay tuned for that. But one of the things that me and Mark talked about was the struggles of this Washington Commanders offense over the past two games. And I think anybody that is being unbiased and objective about what we saw against Pittsburgh, what we saw against Philadelphia, I think you can comfortably and confidently say that, this group has some work to do. Point blank, period. And lucky for this team, coming off of a two-game stretch where you regressed back to the mean when it comes to your production offensively, you get to go up against the Cowboys team on Sunday that is, to keep it honest, is irrelevant. I mean, you want to talk about a team that nobody gives a rat's ass about? It is the Dallas Cowboys. And I had to sit and listen to you all for 3 hours, act as if you care about this rivalry. And I get what it means to some of the older folks in our fan base, but let's just be upfront and honest about what Cowboys Week is. It's just another game. It's just another game. And if you feel otherwise, let me know. 301-230-0980 is the number. But I'll be honest with you. I get annoyed as hell when I have to see that, on the schedule. The Dallas Cowboys game means nothing, and it should mean nothing to everyone in this area. You know why? Because for the last 20 plus years, this rivalry has been completely irrelevant. I said it during the offseason. Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese has more juice than Dallas Washington Week. Dr. Henry A. Wise High School against C.H. Flowers High School has more juice than Commanders and Cowboys. It just does. It just does. And it's our fault. We have been largely irrelevant for the better part of the last 25 years. And it feels like every time we are relevant, the Cowboys are irrelevant. So if you think this rivalry matters and you want to play semantics, have fun. You're probably the same people that believe in Santa Claus. You're probably the same people that believe in the Easter Bunny. You're probably the same people that believe in the damn Tooth Fairy. The Commanders-Cowboys rivalry is nothing but a fraud. It's an idea. It is a figment of our imagination. That's it. It's like Groundhog Day. Doesn't matter. It's another day on the calendar. Seriously. Me and Chris Russell, me and the Roosters rivalry is more heated than Commanders and Cowboys. And then what's so amazing, we've been so bad over the past 20 years that a lot of y'all undercover Cowboy fans, have switched back to the good side just for this season because we're 7-4 and everything's going well and we got a quarterback and we're all back and happy. I got to talk to a good amount of Cowboy fans about a weekend, 2 weekends ago out at a bar out in Largo. And I said, man, Cowboy fans to me are the most punch drunk. I thought you all were punch drunk and didn't know anything. Cowboy fans are even worse. Cowboy fans are even worse. That's probably the rivalry. The rivalry exists off the field. It's not an on-the-field rivalry. It's an off-the-field rivalry. For whose fan base has their head further stuck up their ass? That is the rivalry that exists with Cowboys in Washington. Point blank. Has nothing to do with on the field. And the interesting part about it, the only little bit of juice that maybe exists is for some of these players on this Washington Commanders coaching staff and coaches, excuse me, some of these players on the roster and some of these coaches on the coaching staff, formerly of the Cowboys. So there are some guys that may take it personal. Like one thing we don't talk about, Joe Witt Jr. The Cowboys passed on Joe Witt Jr. But we thought, or for what it's way it was reported, I guess, passed on Joe Witt and made Mike Zimmer their defensive coordinator. Maybe it means a lot to Coach Witt. Tyler Biadasz, the Cowboys basically said, to hell with you, you're not good enough. We're going to go draft a rookie to replace you because we don't think you're worth the money you're asking for. It's probably a rivalry week to those guys, but not for the legacy and the tradition that we have here locally. It doesn't exist. For Dorrance Armstrong, they didn't renew his contract. He's probably a guy that takes this week personally. But, man, y'all got to miss me with all that. I'm not willing to spend too much time talking about a rivalry that, for the most part, is made up. The last time the Cowboys and Commanders rivalry was relevant, a lot of you all, your beards were less gray, your bellies didn't stick out as far. I mean, that is how long ago it's been. That's how long it's been since this rivalry was relevant. That's just what it is. That's just what it is. Now, coming up Sunday, it's an opportunity for Washington to right their wrongs offensively. It's an opportunity for Washington to get back on track. They're losers of two straight. This is the largest stretch of adversity that they've gone through under this new regime. And quite frankly, they need to win on Sunday. I hinted at it yesterday towards the end of the show. It is a must-win game Sunday against Dallas. If you lose Sunday to this sorry iteration of the Cowboys, I don't know what to think about you. I don't know how, in my right mind, am I supposed to be asked to take you seriously. That's just where we are right now. There's a bunch of different things that we'll discuss here this afternoon surrounding this team, but I'll start by saying the rivalry means nothing to me, but at the same time, this is a must-win football game. And we'll get specific on this as the show rolls on, but I was talking to Anthony about this before the show. My expectations, well, a lot of your expectations, rather, feels like has changed over the past week, over the past 8 days. Your opinion has changed drastically on this football team for some folks. For me, it hasn't. After the losses to Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, I think it's very clear that the Washington Commanders are exactly who we thought they were, or who I've been saying that they are. They're not a Super Bowl contender. They're a B-tier team in the NFC. And that's okay when you're in year one of a rebuild. That's fine when you're in year one of a rebuild. But what we got to do locally is recalibrate our expectations. And I've fallen victim to this as well. And we'll hear from Dan Quinn and Jayden Daniels as the show rolls on here this afternoon. But it's very clear and obvious to me that against Philadelphia, Jayden Daniels, look at what's coming up next on NFL Live. Do you see the graphic on the TV? It said falling off a cliff with a K-L-I-F-F. So they're talking about the Commanders offense. So it's now national news that the Washington Commanders offense struggled against Philadelphia. They did struggle against Philadelphia. They struggled a little bit against Pittsburgh too. But I'll say this. I have the utmost confidence that this group, off of 10 days rest, will right their wrongs Sunday against Dallas. Not because it's a rivalry game, just because they're flat out better. 301-230-0980 is the number. Am I speaking in hyperbole? Am I over-exaggerating? As a 27-year-old, the Commanders-Cowboys rivalry means as much to me as whether or not you all like me or not. I can give a rat's ass. I don't care. Caitlin Clark, I'm telling you, we can go through, we can list some of the top rivalries right now in pro sports. Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese is up there. I look at Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns is a bigger rivalry than Commanders Cowboys at this point. Seriously. I was about to make a hairline joke, but I'm going to cool it. I'm going to cool it. No, I wasn't even looking at you. I wasn't even looking at you, Anson. Cool out. Cool out. But no, there are so many things that are more important than Cowboys Commanders in 2024. Some of y'all got a bigger rivalry with the IRS than the Commanders have with the Cowboys at this point. 301-230-0980 is the number. We got a lot coming up here in this afternoon show. I told you we got a jam-packed guest list. I'll play you part one of my two-part sit-down with Commanders insider Mark Bullock. You can subscribe to his Substack, markbullock.substack.com, one of the absolute best when it comes to breaking down the X's and O's with the Washington Commanders. He'll join us at 4:15, coming up at, 4:30, coming up at 5:15. Our pal J.P. Finley will join us live from out in Ashburn. We'll get his thoughts on what Jayden Daniels and Dan Quinn had to say at the podium. And then in the 6 o'clock hour, Tony Massenburg, Monumental Sports Network, going to join us. We get his thoughts on the Washington Wizards and what the hell is going on during this 9-game losing streak. All that more coming up on the Hoffman Show. When we get back, we'll let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn. He spoke to the media after the first day of practice for the week, and he gave some key injury updates. We'll let you hear from DQ next.